Liquid Feedback Journeys, a podcast by the Association for Interactive Democracy. This episode, The Great Taco Debate.
Once upon a time, in a lively school full of fun-loving students, there was a day everyone looked forward to more than any other. Taco Tuesday. Every week, the cafeteria served up delicious tacos, and it was the highlight of the week. But one day, the principal made an exciting announcement. The students would get to choose new toppings for Taco Tuesday. This was a big deal, and everyone had their own opinion. The principal decided to hold a special meeting called the Great Taco Debate. The entire school gathered in the gym, buzzing with excitement, ready to shape the future of Taco Tuesday. Three students were chosen to lead the debate: Alex, Emma, and Maria. Alex was all about quick decisions. "Let's just pick something already," he said. "My favorite topping is jalapenos, so that should be our choice." Alex didn't want to waste time. He was ready to vote right then and there. Emma, however, loved to think things through. "Hold on, Alex," she said. "We should hear what everyone else likes first. Maybe some people don't even like spicy toppings. Let's talk about it." Maria, ever the planner, chimed in. "Emma's right. We need to gather everyone's input first. Plus, we should consider allergies or dietary needs. We can't just pick without knowing the facts." And so, with three different ideas on how to make the decision, the Great Taco Debate began. The students in the gym split into groups to discuss their favorite toppings. Some wanted classics like lettuce and cheese. Others suggested more adventurous choices like mango salsa or guacamole. And, of course, there were those who enthusiastically chanted, "Double meat, all the meat." The room buzzed with excited voices, each eager to share their favorite taco flavors. Alex jumped up and waved his arms. "Let's vote now," he shouted. "Why waste time talking when we can just decide?" But Emma shook her head. "We can't rush into a vote without hearing everyone's ideas," she said. "What if we choose something and most people don't like it? Let's take the time to listen to each other." Maria agreed. "We should gather everyone's preferences and also check for any allergies or special dietary needs, but we can't all talk at once. It would take forever." She had a solution. "Let's collect everyone's opinions online." Everyone thought that was a smart move. The Great Taco Debate shifted online, and over the next few days, students supported their favorite toppings and shared dietary concerns through the platform. The results were surprising. While some liked jalapenos, the majority preferred classic toppings like lettuce, cheese, and mild salsa. They also discovered many students wanted both a vegetarian option and a meaty one, so that everyone could enjoy Taco Tuesday. With all the information in hand, the students made an informed decision. They chose to have three options every Taco Tuesday: one taco with classic toppings like lettuce, cheese, and mild salsa, one with guacamole and veggie fillings for the vegetarians, and one with double meat and extra cheese for the meat lovers. And for those who craved spice, a small bowl of jalapenos would be available on the side. After the Great Taco Debate, everyone was satisfied. They had taken the time to deliberate, listen to each other's ideas, and make a well-informed choice. Even Alex, who had wanted to decide quickly, admitted it was better to take the time to get it right. The next Tuesday, when the new taco options were served, there were smiles all around. Everyone felt like they had a voice in the decision, and everyone had a taco they could enjoy. From that day on, the students learned the power of deliberation and informed decision-making. Whether they were choosing taco toppings, planning a school dance, or organizing a field trip, they knew that by listening to each other and gathering the right information, they could make the best decisions for their whole community.
Caliente, un taquito de asada o pastor, es lo que la gente siente. Para todos hay un taco de carnitas o al carbón, cada quien tiene su favorito, en el alma y en el corazón. Con Liquid Feedback en acción, el menú vamos a revisar, todos votan su elección, tu taco ideal vas a encontrar.
hay un taco de carnitas o al carbón. Cada quien tiene su favorito en el alma y en el corazón. Con Liquid Feedback en acción, el menú vamos a revisar. Todos votan su elección, tu taco ideal vas a encontrar. Para todos hay un taco de carnitas o al carbón. Cada quien tiene su favorito en el alma y en el corazón. Con Liquid Feedback en acción, el menú vamos a revisar. Todos votan su elección, tu taco ideal vas a encontrar. Escuchando cada voz con atención, la decisión se puede afinar. Con todos en la conversación, el taco perfecto vas a degustar. Para todos hay un taco de carnitas o al carbón. Cada quien tiene su favorito en el alma y en el corazón. Enriquece al mundo entero con sabores llenos de pasión. Sus tacos llevan el sendero de una rica tradición. Para todos hay un taco de carnitas o al carbón. Cada quien tiene su favorito en el alma y en el corazón. Escuchando cada voz con atención, la decisión se puede afinar. Con todos en la conversación, el taco perfecto vas a degustar. Para todos hay un taco de carnitas o al carbón. Cada quien tiene su favorito en el alma y en el corazón.
Thanks for joining us on this episode. Stay tuned for more insights and stories next time. Until then, keep exploring, keep engaging, and as always, let's shape democracy together. See you soon.